Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 7th. In the news this morning, over 90 about prices, were March corn down a nickel at 490, March wheat down 7¾ cents at 639¾, and March beans down 16½ cents at 1345. We did see some new sales this morning: 213 soy to unknown, 130 soy to unknown. It's a total of 345. But offsetting that, I think, fairly dramatically are the weekly export sales. Beans were 37,000 metric tons for this year and only 80 for next year. Corn, 748, and wheat, a dismal 275. I can't ever remember a number that low in the beans. We also might be seeing fund rebalancing in the next 3 days. This is the time of year when funds start to sell what they've owned and have been really high-priced. They look for something of value, something that's cheap out here, and that could happen over the next 3 days before the report on Tuesday. The rains in Brazil are going to be significant, in my opinion. They're going to get some rains in Argentina as well. A lot of people have been cutting back on lowering their production estimates in Brazil, and I would agree with that, particularly if they get these rains, and we're starting to see a few Brazilian beans combined out here. So I'm just not sure the urgency is out here. We got up to great resistance in the July-November spread yesterday, and we're 15 cents under that now. I just think we've got some significant issues out here. Yes, I understand that the report next week can be bullish, but it better be really bullish to sustain these kind of prices out here. I would suggest, as I always would, particularly at these prices, if you're not owning puts out here, you got to ask yourself why. You know, when we get high prices, everybody thinks it's going higher until it peters out for whatever reason. And everybody waits till the bottom. I missed it again. Don't miss this. Get some puts on, sell some grain, do something out here. If you don't want to sell grain because you're worried about higher prices, go ahead and sell it and buy back some call options. I think at this point, the odds of the calls paying off are slim, but markets have continued to rally despite what I really think out here. So I would, you know, sell whatever grain you want, buy back some calls. They'll be cheaper here today, I think, and then just live with it for a while. We've got the dollar up 19. Crude oil is only up 6 today. Metals are a little bit stronger. Bitcoin has made just, we're on contract highs, 39,075. That's up $2,500 a coin out here. I think it's absolutely ludicrous, but, you know, it is what it is. We've gone up from in 2 or 3 months from 5,000 an ounce to almost 40,000 an ounce here. I think it's absolutely ludicrous, but it doesn't mean it can't go higher. If corporations want to start diving into this thing, you know, there's no telling where it can go, but it'll go without me. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.